Welcome everybody to Locked on Knicks, the podcast that's in the 99th percentile of realizing, you know, it's only a game, but at the same time, fuck! I'm your host, James Marcita, a.k.a. the Provolone Ranger, and this is episode 252! Talk about Kristaps Porzingis tearing his fucking ACL in his right knee. Lot to unpack here. Lots of fun to be had on this episode. Won't you guys join me? Let's start the show.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
So you guys probably heard by now, but Kristaps Porzingis, who I've said a couple times on the show, is literally the only thing that mattered about this Knicks season. It's a slight simplification, but only slight. With 8 minutes and 46 seconds, sorry, I'm going to tell you right now, this isn't going to be a clean one. You know, there's a time and a place for smart, measured, reasoned, cogent analysis of what Kristaps Porzingis' injury means, how long he'll come out, what the injury history, how long he'll be out, what the injury history is of people who've had similar injuries, what's the prognosis, what does this mean for the future of the Knicks, and we'll touch on some of this stuff, but, like, this is me mourning, alright? I need a day, maybe more, to get my shit together. Like, I need to be sloppy. I try not to be sloppy on here. You guys pay good money for this podcast. No, but seriously, you trust me to talk about the Knicks and to entertain you. And you give me time, which is way more valuable than money. Because as we saw on Tuesday night, you never know when your time is up. So I do appreciate that. And I try to give you guys like a very, like, snappy show, right? Where I'm like well prepared and ready to go, topic to topic. Here's what I want to say about it. Here's why I think this. But this show, you gotta just bear with me and I'm gonna slop it out because I'm in mourning. Alright? With 8 minutes and 46 seconds left in the third quarter Tuesday night against Milwaukee, Kristaps Porzingis had a vicious dunk over Giannis onto Antetokounmpo after a fantastic feed from Kyle O'Quinn. He landed awkwardly. His knee buckled. He crumpled to the ground in pain. Slammed his fist on the ground a couple times. Grabbed the back of his knee. And his canter looked like he was going to cry. I felt like I wanted to cry. I don't think I've ever cried over sports. It's possible that it happened when I was like, you know, a young child and I don't remember. But I don't think I've ever cried over sports. And I'm not going to say I cried Tuesday night. I'm not going to say that. But like, my face started doing stuff. And my mind was like, is that, do you want to cry? And then like any, you know, well-trained man of the 21st century, I buried my feelings deep down in an unhealthy place. I did not let a tear be shed. And then I flicked myself in the nuts and said, be a man! But that's what we do. It's healthy. Mike Breen sounded like he wanted to cry. You know, it looked bad. KP's had a couple of big scares. He had that ankle scare earlier in the year where he goes down and it looks terrible. But then he kind of like, his face looks all right and you're like, all right, maybe this isn't so bad. But he looks scared. And so I was scared. And it was the worst possible scenario. Torn ACL. I think I said right knee because I'm in shambles right now, but it was his left knee. It was his left knee. Like Left Shark. Remember Left Shark? I don't know where I'm going with that. So then, you know, you hear that Kristaps is out, and you're like, what next? And I want to talk about what's next. But first, hey, fantasy sports fans, listen up. Did you know that your chances of winning on draft are 80% better than on salary cap sites? That's why draft is my fucking favorite fantasy site. No, we're getting crushed by the fucking pros. And it's not just me. More than 1 million fucking people have downloaded Draft. You can play in a real-life NBA Draft right now. Be done in under 5 minutes. And then get paid out the next day. Everything's great. Drafts are filling up every second because no one cares about the death and destruction around them. They're on their fucking phones drafting. So you can join one whenever you want. All new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit. But you gotta use my promo code LONYX. Oh, that's right. Playing a real money draft for free just by using my fucking promo code LONYX. Oh, but I know you're sitting there and you're like, does it get better? It can't get better than this. Everything's amazing. But it gets so much better, guys. Draft is so sure that you're gonna love it that they're even offering Locked On Knicks listeners a money-back guarantee up to $100. Oh, that's great. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and come play free right now with promo code LONYX. What's the prognosis? I don't know. It's too soon yet. His surgery hasn't been scheduled. ACL tears are known to take at least, you know, like 8 months before you see court time, more likely a year. He's most likely out until about this time next year. You know, and then he'll be on a minutes restriction. So, you know, the but the thing is with these injuries, he might never be the same. It's a very bad injury. I'm not trying to be like a little Debbie Downer, a little dick. It's a really bad injury. There's a very real chance that Kristaps Porzingis will not be the same. Will be significantly, you know, worse than he would have been, have a lower ceiling. It's not guaranteed. Medicine gets better every year. I believe Lou Williams, who's playing the best ball of his career this year, at a much more, like, cutty position. And by cutty, I mean, like, planting and cutting and changing directions. I mean, everyone on the basketball court is doing that intensely all the time. So there's no, like, good position to play and have an ACL tear. But center is, like, a little bit less of a... like, trying to find some silver lining. But anyway, like, Lou Williams looks great. He looks the best he's ever looked, and he's had an ACL tear. So it's not a guarantee that he doesn't reach his full potential, but it's, like, a very real possibility that this screws with him that way. I'm not going to spend too much more time speculating, but that's in play. If you want to talk about, you know, silver linings, there's a couple. They are, you know, in 10th right now in Tankathon, but they're, I mean, without Kristaps, this roster is, like, easily, you can't say the worst in the league, but you got Dallas, Atlanta, Sacramento, Orlando, Phoenix. Those five teams are all awful, and the Knicks are right in there. They're right in there as far as having the potential to be the worst team in the league on any given day one of those is the worst team in the league. I think they have some ground to make up, but, like, you know, this is a team that lately I've started feeling this way, even with Kristaps, but you're like, can they win another game ever? And of course they're going to win at least a couple more games over the course of the season, but they may not win many. They might win two or three more games. It's going to be gross. You got Canner's getting oral surgery to fix his cut in his lip that never heals. It shouldn't be that big a deal, but it's not great. Hardaway left the game. Getting kicked in the shin. Seems like he's fine. X-rays are negative. They say it's not related to a stress injury. But regardless, let's say everyone else is healthy. This team is shit without Kristaps. I like where they're going with Hardaway and Frank. But they're crap without Kristaps. So this season and next season, they figure to have very high draft picks. I just, like, don't want to watch it. I'm sorry. I know I'm, like, getting paid to do, you know, a podcast about this, but those are my true feelings. If you don't feel that same way, good for you. Don't feeling shame me. Right now, when I'm sitting here, I'm just being honest about my feelings. I'm like, I don't want to watch Knicks game for the next 2 years. Shit, man. I guess if they start playing their kids, like, that means they have to now. They're like, hey, Scott Perry, Steve Mills, Jeff Hornacek, not making the playoffs anymore. I think it's pretty sure. So there'll be interesting things to watch if Frank plays, if Dotson plays. Shit, man. Call up Cornette and Hicks, give them a lot of time. Like, honestly, you gotta just be like, what else are you doing here? You're not winning now. Trade all the vets. Like, I don't know. Within reason, but man, am I glad the Knicks didn't trade any kind of first-round picks. They definitely shouldn't now. Oh, wow. It's just... oh, the thought of having to watch these games and cover this team. Oh, my God. Why, man? It's funny because, like, for the first 2 years of his career, every time he would fall, it would make me cringe. Because he had a lot of, like, he would dunk and then kind of land on steadily. And then I just sort of forgot about it. I think because he started falling so much, like, on purpose this year. It's his patented flop, the, like, backwards fall when someone's trying to front him and, like, they're fouling him. He kind of, like, falls back on his butt to get the ref's attention. But it happened. He tore his ACL. I don't know. I can, you know, I just, if you want to feel, like, what do you do when you follow this team and this happens? I'm going to immerse myself in college basketball. The unhealthy way that I cope with stuff is by drinking and drugging, but I'm going to try to be healthy. Maybe I'll start exercising more. I'll get back into, like, playing the guitar. Oh, God. You guys are listening to Locked On Knicks, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. If you love what you hear, head on over to iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Or not. Nothing matters. There is no God. We're alone in this cold void of a universe. If there's extraterrestrial life out there, they're avoiding us. They don't want a part of this pain and misery and suffering. Once again, that's Locked On Knicks. So yeah, I don't know. I think I've given you a slice of how I feel. That's really what I want. This is like more like an impressionistic thing than like a cold, hard look at the facts. We're going to have Alex Wolf and Matt Miranda on the show Wednesday night. So it'll be like your Thursday pod. We were going to talk about listener trade ideas. I guess we'll do that. Because when tragedy strikes, you got to try to act normal, right? You just got to go through it. That's what life is. Life is realizing that you need to selectively ignore all of the horrible things that happen around you constantly, every single day. It's true, man. Like, you know, you guys should support charities and fight injustice and all that. But take some time for yourself, too, because no one has the time to to try to address all the ills in the world, or you've given up your life. I mean, maybe you think you should be a monk or something. You know, I don't know. That's a whole different discussion. But the Venn diagram with this discussion, it overlaps. What is the meaning of life? Who knows? Who can say? I feel like it's my fault. It's my fault. I have a plant named Christaps Plant Zingus. I've been trying to keep it alive. It's been like... it's lost a lot of leaves a couple times. I suck at keeping plants alive. And like recently, it's pretty much dead. I'm like, you know what? I should probably just chuck it. But I haven't yet. I feel like I cursed them. I've got my stupid Twitter account where I joke about injuries. I'm not joking about injuries. I'm using injury reports as a vehicle for joke delivery. And I want all players to be healthy. But I feel like I jinxed them. I deserve this. We all deserve this. We're bad people. If you're a Knicks fan, you're a bad person. Look at your heart. You know. Think about the worst thing you ever did that you, like, didn't tell anyone. This is payback for that. Crispy is suffering for your sins. Yeah. Sorry, Crispy. All right, I'm going to end this show. We're going to come back with, you know, a much more normal Locked On Knicks on Wednesday night. But I'm going to leave you guys with a sound collage that's just sort of like sums up how I feel right now, all right? Okay. Thank you for listening. You know, be good to each other. Allow yourself some indulgences, like eat some pie. You know, drink a little bit, but not too much. Don't hurt yourself. You know what I mean? It's just a game. I was walking around moping today, and my girlfriend was just making fun of me. I never loved her more. It was so necessary to have someone be like, snap out of it, you little baby. You baby-ass bum. You're all upset over a basketball player. It's not just that. It's, you know, the next 2 years of my life flushed down the drain. But it's not my life. It's his. There's a lot more going on in all of your lives. And Kristaps and the Knicks. I mean, man.
Ooh, it might be a blessing in disguise. Remember when the Spurs, Tim Duncan got hurt and...
shut it. Don't want to hear it. Normally, I'd be on the Blessing in Disguise team if it weren't the ACL tear. It's so serious. It's so serious. Go look at where your ACL is. It's right in the middle of your goddamn knee. Connects the top to the bottom. That might not be the correct technical term, but it looks pretty crucial to the goings-ons down there. It's bad. This is bad. All right. Here comes the sound collage. Yeah.